Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. If up the black police, that 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movement for black leadership roles. But we still here, in the bill here. Us coins held pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted. I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Guzu Saba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity is so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth a crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fuck me promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movement for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here. Up coin tail pro.
RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, cause that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit that don't tolerate it, melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack upped up another conversation, Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Free the land, welcome. Who just signed in?
Brother Jamal Kay.
All right, welcome. Okay, it is right now. It is 6:16. We are going to go ahead and get started with our PCC people call every first Sunday. We have that. Today is October the 5th, 58 ADM, a.k.a. 2023. Sister Chair is out, so I will be filling in. My name is Sama'a. I'm going to do a roll call in terms of the names that I heard come in on the call.
The recording has started.
Okay, well, let me say that again. It is October 5th, 58 ADM, a.k.a. 2023. This is our People's Call First Sunday. It is approximately 6:15 Central Standard Time. I'm going to go ahead and do the roll call in terms of the order that I heard everybody come in. So once I do the roll call, you can go ahead and acknowledge your presence and state where you're from. Okay.
Records reflect the date November the 5th, 2023 is when it's truly make it all record.
Thank you very much. I'm still in October, you see. Okay. November the 5th. Thank you so much, brother. All right. First name, Crystal Muhammad.
Free the Land, Crystal Muhammad. New Black Panther Party National Chair, Brigadier General, Black Legionnaire.
Okay, thank you. Next name I have is Brother Sheikh.
Free the land. Sheikh El Imam Akbar, the National Chairman of Black Panther Party and a member of the Alliance of Concerned Men.
Okay, thank you so much. Next name on the list that I have is Dr. Ali Muhammad.
Free the land, yeah, Dr. Lee Muhammad, MD, Chief General Commander of the Revolutionary Black Panther Party.
Okay. Next, can you
hear me, or is my phone cutting up?
I can hear you.
Yes, okay.
Next up is Goldie.
Yes, Free the land, New Black Panther Party, Chief of Command for Riverside, California.
Amadino. Okay. Next is Robert Ward.
Free the land, Robert Ward, chairman of this San Diego chapter of the Black Panther Party, national chief of staff of the People's Black Panther Party, and operated as a brigadier general under commanding general Bobby Scott and former Minister of Defense Rico Forbes.
Okay.
Black Power, Free the Land, Black Lion, Minister, National Minister of Defense, New Black Panther Party under Sheikh Imam Akbar with us in alliance with Sister Crystal Muhammad, Black Power, Free the Land.
Were you back on the line? Was that you coming back on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I had to vacate the line for a moment and come back.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, next up we have Sherry Suttle.
Sherry, middle initial A, Suttles, Gullah Jack District, Charleston, South Carolina, Free the Land.
Okay. Welcome, welcome. Next we have Fatima Mess.
Yeah, it's Fatima.
Fatima.
Thank you. Citizen of the PGRNA, Miami, Florida.
Okay. Okay, Brother Black Lion, can you introduce yourself again?
Yes, ma'am. Black Lion with Sheikh Imam Akbar, New Black Panther Party, National Minister of Defense.
Okay. Next up is Brother Emmanuel.
General Sankofa, Brother Emmanuel, Free the Land, Black Love, Houston Chairman, the New Black Panther Party, the General Crystal Muhammad.
Okay, thank you so much. I just heard somebody chime in.
General Ghazi, George Jackson Gun Club, George Jackson University.
Okay.
All right, next up, and my list is Mbaba Hakim.
Mbaba Hakim of Atlanta, Georgia, now became a citizen last decade in Boston, the Tai Chi instructor in Atlanta. I'm somewhat hoarse today, so I'll keep my comments to a minimum. Free to land.
All right. Next up is Brother Jamoke.
Free to land. I'm Jamoke Fatayo, currently residing in South Florida. Citizen of the Republic of New Africa, leader within COBRA, National Coalition of Blacks for Reparations in America.
Okay. Next up, Sister Nelly Queen.
Free land, Sister Nelly Queen, calling out at Ida B. Wells District, Deputy Minister of Information, and serving the Secretary of the PCC. Free land.
All right, thank you so much. Who just signed in?
Elder Mama Condi Boreardi.
All right, welcome, Elder Mama Condi. Okay. We're going to move on to Minister Baba Ukali.
This is Brother Ukali. Checking in from New Orleans, serving as Minister of Finance of the PGRNA.
Okay, welcome. Next in my lineup is Vice President Mama Ayo.
Free the land. Mama Ayo, the citizen worker at Ida B. Wells, serving as PCC rep and first vice president. Free the land.
Okay, next up I have General. General Ghazi, did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, introduce
yes,
yourself.
Ma'am. But oh, you want me to, y'all didn't hear me the first time? Oh, my name is General Ghazi, General of the George Jackson Gun Club, communication. Chief of Communication of the George Jackson University, coming out of Atlanta, between Atlanta and Chicago right now.
Okay, and the last person that called in was Elder Mama Condi.
Elder Mama Condi, Bureyadi. I'm Minister of Culture, and I work also in the Ministry of Health. I'm in Olentangy, Ouachita territory, misnomered Columbus, Ohio. I yield.
Okay, welcome. I just heard somebody else chime in.
I'm sorry, Yang and Kruma, Atlanta, Georgia. Was it me you were speaking to? Yeah, so Yang and Kruma.
Yang and Kruma. Okay. And I myself, I am Sama, as a citizen worker out of Ida B. Wells, working heavily within the Ministry of Health and Society. I'm also serving as district representative and president currently. Okay. Now, I'm going to go ahead and open up with the creed. Then we're going to go straight down the list. We're going to get the citizens in the order that they called in. You'll have 3 minutes to report specifically the work that you're doing in your district, within your district, for the Provisional Government of the Republic of New Africa. Everybody will get 3 minutes. And then at the end, folks can ask any questions that they want to ask particular people about the work that they're doing in their district. Okay? So New African Christians. I believe in the spirituality, humanity, and genius of Black people and in our renewed pursuit of these values. I believe in the family and the community, and the community as a family, and I will work to make this concept live. I believe that the community is more important than the individual. I believe in constant struggle for freedom to end oppression and build a better world. I believe in collective struggle in fact, victory in concert with my brothers and sisters. I believe that the fundamental reason our oppression continues is that we as a people lack the power to control our lives. I believe that the fundamental way to gain that power and end oppression is to build a sovereign black nation. I believe that all the land in America upon which we have lived for a long time, which we have worked and built upon, and which we have fought to stay on, is land for us to use as a people. I believe in the Malcolm X doctrine that we must organize upon this land and hold a plebiscite to tell the world by our vote that we are free and the land independent, and that after the vote, we must stand ready to defend ourselves, establishing the nation beyond contradiction. Therefore, I pledge to struggle without cease until we have won sovereignty. I pledge to struggle without fail until we have built a better condition than the world has yet known. I will give my life if that is necessary. I will give my time, my mind, my strength, and my wealth because this is necessary. I will follow my chosen leaders and help them. I will love my brothers and sisters as myself. I will steal nothing from a brother or sister, cheat no brother or sister, misuse no brother or sister, inform on no brother or sister, and spread no gossip. I will keep myself clean in body, dress, and speech, knowing that I am a light set on a hill, a true representative of what we are building. I will be patient and uplifting with the deaf, dumb, and blind, and I will seek by word and deed to heal the black family, to bring into the movement, into the community, mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, left by the wayside. Now, this last part we do together. Now.
Now, freely.
Freely.
And then
Okay. Okay. So we are going to go ahead down our list. Remember, each citizen has 3 minutes. We are sharing the work we are doing in our nation. We utilize this time to commune with one another so that we can be. So did I miss anybody's name? I think I heard one ding when we were doing the creed. Did I miss anybody's name? Does anybody on the line has not introduced themselves?
Free the land, this brother Dominic Luke Maul.
Okay.
South Carolina, brother Jack. This.
All righty.
Is the vice chair on the line, Queen X?
She is not. But we're going to go ahead and get started with our report. So first up, we have Sister Crystal Muhammad. You have 3 minutes.
Okay, free the land. Can you guys hear me? So the agendas that were sent out said that we would be doing citizen reports, concerns, and questions. So are you saying now you're going to do reports, then come back and do concerns, and then come back and do questions? Point of information.
She said we're going to do the reports first. She said you have 3 minutes to give what you're doing in your district. Then we'll I'm telling you how to tie it up.
So we're going to do reports, then come back and do concerns, then come back and do questions. Is that correct? Okay.
And then questions and concerns will be the same section. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. All right. Free the land, black power.
Brother Eugene.
My 3 minutes starts now. So as a new African citizen, as a freedom fighter, national chair of the New Black Panther Party, myself, my comrades, and our allies across the nation have been fighting against injustice as it relates to the crimes of against humanity and ethnic cleansing that have been inflicted upon our people in the United States government by means of executions by the police, by means of the lynchings that have been going on across the South in America, by vigilante acts, by means of dealing with the poverty in our communities, by doing community efforts, by means of doing community training, several humanitarian efforts, economic development, you name it. More recently, somebody needs to meet the line. We're hearing backdrop. More recently, we have been organizing for the pre-GRNA election. Unfortunately, we have been dealing with a number of what we believe to be election sabotage, but we have still been moving forward regardless to further promote the cause of the PGRNA. More recently, we've been having to deal with people trying to bad jacket and make threats towards myself and my comrades and to dispute the lies and misfalsehood. More recently, we recently just filed a grievance to the PGRNA for the attacks upon myself and the New Black Panther Party, threatening up the conspiracy to take our lives that were inflicted by you, President Samaat, and your Minister of Defense. We have filed an official complaint. This is an action that is levied as of today. We would like to start convening and organizing for a people's convention to address these heinous acts against us, which are international human rights and international violations, human rights violations, violations of the Code of Umoja. More recently, we are beginning with new African citizens who are concerned about the threats against the Black nation that were levied by the sitting president and the Minister of Defense, who we've been receiving calls upon calls upon emails upon emails. I'm giving, my 3 minutes is not up. I'm giving my reports on what our recent activities are going on within the New Black Nation. We have been dealing with not only with that, we've been dealing with alliances with our brothers and sisters in Africa and with the African Union, with the Pan-African Convention and other allies that we are working with in several different nations in Africa as well as throughout the diaspora. In addition to that, we are working to raise overall consciousness and to fight any forms of oppression domestically and internationally by the colonialists, imperialists, and neocolonialism. And more recently, we are trying to raise the higher vibration and show our people how to practice self-governance, how to deal with conflict resolution, how to deal with the fact. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, 15 seconds. Your 3 minutes.
Oh, 15 seconds. And in 15 seconds, we have several concerns that are going to be coming up, but I continue to be a freedom fighter for Black liberation, for the new African nation, and for our people across the Pan-African diaspora, Black power. Free the land, free the people from tyranny.
Okay, thank you so much. Up next, we have Brother Shake.
Yes, Black power and power to we the people, free the land. I'm Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar, 50 years of freedom fighting, and more recently with the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, covering down in Washington, D.C., North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, putting emphasis on South Carolina and Mississippi, especially in Spartanburg, where the BMW, not the black man working, where they make the real car BMW, they have turned 20 body bags of black man's and I think at least one black woman. And we are there putting land acquisition and meeting on the land, several city council type situations, and then meeting them militarily on the front line with our God and our gun against the enemy, against those that tend to execute us or execute us, as in the execution of Lavelle Lane and Brooklyn young man with scholarships, academic and athletic, that you mute out with those scholarships He had landed in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and was supposed to go for an evaluation at one of the health facilities. With that, they took him to the detention center and executed him. They tortured him to death. New Black Panther Party, all soldiers went to the front line to check a beer belly shirt, Chuck Wrong Right, and it's now the township is now we're gaining monumental gains in the whole state of South Carolina, requesting, as we are in Mississippi, asking for the whole state for We the People, and we free the land again in Mississippi, in Taylorsville, Mississippi, where they have executed Rasheem Carter in a heinous crime. These heinous crimes, the double jeopardy of the heinous crime is that one is going, could you mute out, please? One is the heinous crime, act of unbecoming, indecent, immoral act, along with that, a hate crime. It's a double jeopardy hate crime. So those records go to the local DA, the state DA, as well as to the Justice Department and Internal Affairs, all the federal bureaus, as well as to the White Supremacy Post Office. So they all know what happened to, again, Rasheem Carter. Black Panther Party and others are teaming again, have teamed up strong in Mississippi, Republic of New Africa, Chokwe Lumumba, and strongly supported him. How many minutes?
Okay. 15 seconds.
So, yes, ma'am. Strongly supported Chokwe Lumumba, and they, I believe, executed him as well. I land my plane there. How to be the people of the land.
So very, very much. Up next, we have Dr. Ali Muhammad.
Freedom, man. I'm Dr. Lee Muhammad, of the Chief General Commander of the Revolutionary Black Panther Party, and a conscious new African citizen, and as well as was appointed as a legionnaire. As far as our work is a national and international effort and dynamic. We're currently preparing for the People's Family Feast Day program, where we feed over 2,000 families. We also give out turkeys. 2,000 turkeys is always the goal, aim, and objective. These programs are currently being set out in Chicago, Illinois, Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, Dallas, Texas, also Las Vegas, Nevada, Los Angeles, California, and a few other key cities, but these cities in particular are the ones that we've been heavily preparing in. Our mission and work daily is to feed, clothe, shelter, train, defend the people. We do that daily. This is the actual mission and objective of the Revolutionary Black Panther Party that we call the Five Principles of Life: food, clothes, shelter, training, and defense. Also, we've been doing some work and activity with this current election as well, and also, witnessing what happened the other night, working with our position and on, the current threats that we do here as well. As far as the work is concerned and continuity, we work also with people with mental health. Right now, we actually have a women's shelter that we put together in Chicago, Illinois. We also offer special programs for people who freely incarcerated people, newly pre-incarcerated people. We help them actually, work. We do programs that provide them how to do construction, where if we have a project for refurbishing homes or gutting them, we teach them how to do that to give them a job. We also have CDL programs that we put together, as well as CNA programs, and programs that cater in particular to single men. And so that's some of the field work that we are doing, community work that we are doing, that we do daily, but the particular objectives right now as far as the community, we know that even though a lot of us don't celebrate these holidays by name, it is a social dynamic that we live in a society where during this time, people are emotionally connected to the seasons. So it's imperative that we make sure that, certain things are in order for the community. And as far as that report, that's the work report. I'll be waiting for the other stuff as well.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. We have Queen Goldie.
Queen Goldie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Free the land. Thank you. I am the Chief of Command of Riverside and San Bernardino, California. I'm working with the New Grass Panther Party and my student, Mr. Muhammad, and I a protection of FAR. My sustainable goals of the development I've been doing from Riverside to D.C. Is for, number one, is for no poverty. We're making shelters for interim housing programs, hotel and motel partnerships. Emergency housing to address the needs of the most valuable individuals in the community. We're making shelters. It's called up under the project Interim Housing First, which is got agreed upon and they're ready to make the development. Provide temporary housing for people that are experiencing homeless with highly vulnerable individuals with high risk and the ones that are 65 and older and plus our young youth. We have the women's transitional living programs that are on the basis of the old Air Force bases and everything out there too. Our main goal is to sustain our goals is to make sure that we have the good health for them, quality location, clean water with sanitation, decent work for the economic growth, reduce headquarters, you know, like headquarters more for the people, not just for everybody else as far as government. Make our own political movement with our youth and start something different. My next goal would be to do it to D.C. and move it around to different places and use the American Rescue Act money for our, you know, plan on getting our reparations as well as that too. The next thing is my taking over is for the reparations. I've been down to D.C. making federal health, federal claims to see what's going on with the reparation because we had been told by Biden on February 18th of 2021, he said he would support the reparation. So I'm waiting to see what's going on with that, and we're just waiting. But I am looking forward to that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Queen Goldie. All right. Up next, we have Robert Ward.
Free the land. I will first have to say I've not been operating directly as a Legionnaire General under the PGRNA, but I've held steadfast in the consciousness as a new African, and I've continued to promote the need for the PGRNA and to teach on the direct work as it implies to land building. I do feel it's necessary to draw a distinction between the Panther platform, in which I operate primarily under as a local chairman here in San Diego, as well as national chief of staff of the People's Black Panther Party. But to me, when we operate within the survival programs that are working toward living programs under the platform of the Panther Party, it is not direct nation building. To me, direct nation building is working to promote the operations on the land and working to galvanize our people toward the land and working to actually build our resources as it applies to nation building so that the PGRNA can become an actual operating government to where the people can be free. I yield the rest of my time.
I say, I thank you for saying it.
Okay, thank you so much, Brother War. Okay, up next we have Sherry Suttle.
Okay, Sherry Ann Suttles, Delajack District. I will report on the things that we are doing. I do have a question about this particular PCC meeting, why the PCC chair is not on as yet, and as I understand, you're chairing it for her, and why the election coordinator, Brother Lucada, is not on this particular call. As for Gullah Jack, we are moving towards a new era of our heirs' property. An heirs' property project. Our funding
has subsided for the moment, so I'm seeking new monies for helping people get clear title to their land, inherited without a will. If you know anything about heirs property, I can talk about it in more depth. But it's been a very interesting pilot project, and we know there's a great need out there, mostly for lawyers, because there's a lot of legalese involved. As I mentioned, grant writing is what I do in addition to being the president, founding president of WEC Group, Inc. We are also about to collaborate for 2024 with ASALA, the Carter G. Woodson Organization, and No Country Black Network to provide a Mindy Film Festival on television. And my son, Kamal Suttles, the creator of that concept, is back here in Charleston. We're really excited to take the Gullah Geechee culture through film and artisans to an international level through Ty Collins, who's also our local election coordinator, is working with us on that Mindy Film Festival. We do work with the schools through Ty again, Brenda, Bridge the Gap, it's called, help students do better in school and do less prison time. That's what the gap is. We have connections with Sierra Leone, where I've traveled two times in the last year and a half. They have a Gullah Kinship Association there. I'm involved with the Pan-African, Action for African Descendants. So I, too, want to weigh in on the last meeting. We've spent a lot of time trying to get the votes out after that last meeting, which was horrifying to me and a lot of people. I hope I can stay on this call long enough to weigh in. But as usual, I don't have a lot of time to be on phone calls, any phone calls, especially the 3 to 4 hour ones that this PCC tends to have. Thank you. Free the land. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Up next, we have Dr. Mamel.
Yeah, free the land. For those who do not know me, I'm Elder Sister Fatima in Miami, Florida. I work mostly in the international arena and also looking to speak with a few people maybe another day about building on the land like Brother War. I mentioned our eight strict elements are laid out for us, and it starts with rich soil and moving to the national territory. I also know a bit about construction and have a system that I didn't invent, but that I am in possession. We are of a system for building domes on the land. And that's what our eight strategical elements tell us to start off with, moving to the land, building on the land, and planting food. And other than that, I really don't have anything to say. I'm outraged still, furious about what happened on Thursday night. And what I am doing specifically now is working on making sure that all of the citizens, not just the new Black Panther Party, who are my comrades as well, but all of the citizens understand the self-hatred and the greed and the security breach that the government is involved in and was involved in on Thursday night, especially. Finally, I, like Sister Sherry, do not understand why the government isn't on the call today.
3 minutes up. 3 minutes up.
I yield.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I was fine, and her 3 minutes is not up. She started at 7:48.
Ain't nobody asked you about that time.
She started at 7:48. You ain't got to ask
me because
I was timed.
She started
at 7:48. She had one more minute left.
She did not have one more minute. 3 minutes.
Okay.
I did not speak for 3 minutes, by the way.
Yes, you did.
I did.
I'm looking at
Brother Black.
Point of order, President Saman.
Excuse me.
Point of order, President Saman. Can I be recognized for a point of order?
No. Brother Black.
Why not?
Because it's cool.
Can you please maintain the order? Preside over the meeting and not allow other people to take charge of the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Brother Black Lion, you have the floor.
Free the land, black power, black unity, black strength in numbers. That's what we need, black economics. And I'm working on the youth in all the areas across the United States, from New York all the way down south and out west. So we've been hitting the city council meetings and leading the charge under Sheikh Imam Akbar, who just spoke, as well as aligning with Crystal Muhammad, and we're here to do the work for the people, you know. So the people have to be behind the real revolutionaries who are putting in the real work, you know. And that's what we do with the New Black Panther Party, self-defense. And that's a key word, self-defense, because we are the ones that have to protect the people. We are the front line. That's why I'm going black power, black unity, and black strength, because I am, I know y'all know, a black revolutionary. And I'll yield my mic on that. Black power, black strength, and free the land.
Thank you so much, Brother Emmanuel. I
appreciate that.
Yeah,
right.
Fine. Sorry. Again, up next we have Brother Mbaba Haki.
Free the land. Free the land. And as I said before, I'm not going to say much. I'm guarding this throat. I've been a citizen, you know, became a citizen, conscious citizen in 1970 up in Boston, and under, you know, Brother Elijah. And 35 years ago, I moved to Atlanta, and during that time, I've been somewhat inactive, although what I do, and have been doing, as a couple of y'all know, is teaching Tai Chi in our community for, you know, the reasons that we do the things we do. So I'll get back to resting my throat and listen in. Free the land.
Okay, thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate you. Okay, up next we have Brother Smoke.
Can y'all mute your lines, please? There's a lot of background noise going on. Black power.
Brother Jamoke, are you ready to speak? Are you still present? Okay. We'll come back to him if he comes back on. Up next, we have General Gazi. You have the floor.
Can everybody hear me? Free to land? Can you hear me good? I'm driving right now. Okay. Go ahead and say this one. At this moment right now, I have received the general order from my collective of the – all right, I can't talk like that with somebody's mic like this. Can somebody mute their mic, please? I'm not going to talk like that. That mic muted? Okay, thank you. All right. I received a general order from Abdul Shakur to provide the security apparatus for the Republic of New Africa, BG Republic of New Africa, due to a situation going on right now. I have no political interest of what's going on, but there's a huge concern about not having this apparatus right now, and that's the main reason why I'm here. When it comes down to the activity and work that I do, I'm also a board member of the Autonomous AIM Infrastructure. Our whole collective and cadres and coalitions that is a part of me is 100% into institutions and programs providing autonomous infrastructure in each area throughout the United States, sustainable agriculture, group economics, education with the youth, secure mandates, training, and political education. And all this is going down right now with the collective. We also require land in Mississippi and other areas, 40 acres, to create contingency plans and rapid response plans and emergency plans for people just in case things get out of hand and civil unrest or whatnot. So that is what we're doing. That's what we're pushing. We're 100% active group, no inactivity at all. It's very strict, and that's what we're bringing to the table so far as with the PGRNA. And I would like to say, as a younger man, I'm highly disappointed in what's been going on here so far as with these different organizations saying this and saying that. I think it got off the way of what the PGRNA is, what it's really about. And I'm highly upset with that at the stage it's at right now. And I hope we can all get it back together, work, train, study, do what we're supposed to do and implement what we're supposed to be implementing and lead ourselves to really free the land. And I yield.
Okay, thank you so much, General Ghazi. Up next on the list, I have Brother Yanga Nkrumah. Brother Yanga, are you still there?
Free the land, it's Jamoke.
Okay. Brother Jamoke, we're going to come right back to you after Brother Jami will come back to you. Brother Yanga, am I saying that, or is it Yanga? Okay, we'll come back to him if he comes back on. Up next, we have Jami Lukman.
Free the land. This is Brother Jami Lukman. First thing I want to do is I want to send love and appreciation and to all the brothers and sisters who have supported me in fighting against a series of abuses and the power and the travesty of injustice inflicted on our New African nation and our people over the last 3 years by the current administration, with the exception of Vice Chair Queen X. I further give a Black Power salute and Black love to the strong and fierce dedication of the Dayton District, the Dulles Jack District, especially Sister Sherry Suttles and the new Black Panther Party, who have all held the line and all been at the forefront of helping me to defend and uphold the cause of emotion against tyranny, gross incompetence, and outrageous acts over the last 3 years by the current PCC and PRLC administration under the PCC Chair Chu Anthony, President Simon, and Vice President Mamayo. The ongoing injustice and outrageous abuses starting at the first PCC meeting in 2020, repeated throughout the last 3 years and culminating in the PCC Church with and holding an emergency meeting on Thursday of last week at the BDS and called the President Simon and ostensibly discussed some unknown emergency related to the national election, but we found out to be simply an informal town hall discussion and debate over the election. During the PCC meeting, President Sharmat expressed outrageous opinions, coordinated with Minister of Defense, Coach Fulian Ali, expressed opinions that attempted by executive order to declare martial law, suspension of the Constitution, mandatory unit study, and assortment of the Black Legionnaires into some other entity, including Brother John Lukman, myself, Christopher Muhammad, and Brother Jamoke, with execution on site and orders that excommunication of other certain New African citizens on the pretense that they were all agents, infiltrators, traitors, or some other security risk. Naturally, many of the citizens who attended the speaking session were shocked, surprised, outraged, including myself, by the views of the minister and the president, and the people who said she totally agreed with the president and the minister of defense. But because of this PCC meeting, the PCC chair then had a quorum be established. And that, when she had this, so the ominous thing is all could have been more disastrous than it actually turned out to be. But it's for both, it's a warning to our citizens of how crucial it is that we have and pay attention to who our leadership is and that we choose correct leadership. Us in the Douglas Jack District, we've been working to try to get out the vote here.
Hey, you have seconds.
Other districts. Wow, you did right there. Free the land.
Okay.
Free the land. This is Jabari.
Did you say Jabari who?
Yeah, Jabari Garvey from Oakland.
Okay, Brother Jabari. Okay, so next, Brother Jabari, we are reporting work that we're actually doing in our district in alignment with the Provisional Government of the Republic of New Africa. I'm going to get Brother Jamoke, go back to him, then I'm going to get you, okay, come to you so that you can report. Brother Jamoke, you have the floor.
Free land. So, as I start out, I think that we should be a little bit open-minded in terms of what ways that people are supporting the government and supporting the idea of bringing into existence the Republic of New Africa. And it does not necessarily have to be just gardening food. There's many ways that people can do that. And then, so the work that I primarily do is the work around the reparations movement. In COBRA, the National Coalition of Blacks for Reparations in America, was founded by the leadership of the Republic of New Africa, and was founded as an organization to help bring people into the Republic of New Africa, which is how I got involved, partly how I'm interested and knew about the Republic of New Africa, as well as it is a way to broaden out the idea of getting reparations and people learning about the idea of us having our own sovereign nation. In addition to that, just to dig a little deeper, the very first campaign that the Republic of New Africa initiated was a reparations petition drive. So now, to the work that I've been doing, it's primarily been in the Southeast region. I've been the Southeast region representative of NCOBRA for the last 6 years. I also worked to strengthen the South Florida Atlanta chapter. I also worked to strengthen the Atlanta chapter of NCOBRA. I speak all around the country at colleges, at schools, at events. I'm actually here in Atlanta right now at a national reparations conference in which I spoke also at the Fulton County Reparations Task Force. I'm working with the Decatur Reparations Organization. I just got asked to work with something called the Atlanta Reparations Collective, and I worked again throughout the Southeast around in cities like Selma and Africatown, other cities throughout the Southeast, or helping them to infuse the conversation of reparations, which whenever I do a radio interview, whenever I explain reparations, I always include the idea of a sovereign nation state and use RNA as an example. But I do need to make a couple comments in terms of, I was not on that last call.
You got 15 seconds.
Let him speak.
You have 15 seconds.
And I am shocked and appalled at what was attempted to be done, basically with an issue on the government, suspending the code of emoji, martial law, suspending the election, the more and the threat which it was against itself
Crystal.
Hey, Brother Jolly.
Everybody needs to be on mute.
Well, I
thank you so much, Brother Devon. You have the floor.
Brother Devon, sister. Did y'all see Brother Emmanuel?
Brother Jabari, each background.
Hey, Frieda Land, my name is Jabari.
Excuse me, you're being rude to Brother Jabari. Brother Jabari has the floor.
Excuse me, you?
No. Excuse me. Brother Akin, Brother Jabari has the floor.
It's kind of hard to go after Baba Jamoke with his extensive report, but we've been working around the spirit of Mandela and working with brothers, the reentry, returning citizens, and they just had the NCOBA conference out here in Oakland this last June. Most of the work that we're doing with returning citizens and prisoners, and, you know, building towards freeing the land.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so very much, Brother Jabari. Up next, we have Sister Melly Queen. You have the floor.
Free the lane. This is Sister Melly Queen. I'm a poor knight of the Ida B. Wells. First of all, I want to say, it's a total disgrace that I have witnessed in this current election cycle. A known agent, liar, and rogue leader and faction were allowed to participate in our election. First of all, I feel totally disrespected. Because I am here. I give my time, my mind, my strength, and my money to build the Republic of America. Some people don't even know their names, have never seen them in the 3 years I've been here. I don't care if you come on the call one day, show up at a face-to-face, show up at a man, something. I haven't even seen any of these. But now we have all these people coming causing all these problems.
Free the land, what work has you been doing?
Hold up, don't interrupt. Excuse me.
They're on the work part of the agenda.
Excuse me.
Free the land.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
You're not excused by me.
Excuse me. Like I said, it's disgusting. Now, I sit back. I don't say much of nothing. Had my nephew murdered the other night. While y'all was on the Thursday night call with all that ignorance. No one was threatened. What was said was, upon further investigation, if you are found out to be a known agent, you will be executed or excommunicated on site. So y'all took that and just ran with it. Oh, they threatened new African citizens. They were not doing that. I don't have time to keep playing games with people that are over here playing games. We are here about building this nation for our children.
3 minutes are up.
And I swear there ain't no game.
I didn't ask that. I'm done.
Up next, we have Minister Bobby Ukani.
Thank you, sister. This is Brother Ukali checking in from New Orleans. The work that I'm doing continues. I say the same thing every month. I am digitizing the papers of Brother Imari Obadeli. I'm digitizing different books that are out of print, and actually doing more in-depth research online with regards to the Republic of New Africa. I want to send out an apology first to Sister President Samaat. On our call the other night, I did not hear you mention that a member of your family had been murdered. I apologize for not being more attentive, and I send to you and your family my condolences, and I hope you accept them. I continue to reach out to younger people here in New Orleans, hoping to find people who are not just curious about the independence movement, but who are actually interested in the independence movement. My task has been towards state building, and I make that distinction between state building and nation building. Online, I've been trying to figure out which one of those Facebook groups I should be more active in, and after talking with Brother Lucada, I've decided that this New African Independence Movement Facebook group is the group that I should be more active in.
You got 15 seconds, Baba Ukali.
With regard to my digitizing projects, I had sent some information to the Ida B. Wells district, and I'm waiting for them to get back to me. With that, I remind everybody of my health challenges. I'm out. I yield.
Okay, thank you so much, Bobby. All right, up next we have our Vice President, Mama Ayo. You have the floor.
I'll see the land. We continue to work locally, nationally, internationally. Working with our women, we work through the Ministry of Health and Society. We're working with, of course, doulas, working with organizations and what we call our health professionals, and dealing with the genocide medically, nutritionally, educationally, socially, psychologically, every part of what is happening to New Africa. We're dealing with all the demons that we have within us, starting with self and spreading abroad. So we're really working on health and wellness so that we can unite, because what we have here is a hatred of self. So there's a hatred for building the nation. That's the work that the Ministry of Health and Society is doing within the Republic of New Africa, and identifying those things. We also are working with trying to establish what we call homeschool collectives, so that we begin to teach our children through African-centered curriculums, African-centered gatherings. We are working with, of course, internationally, working with some of what we call sovereign nations, starting with the Maroons in Jamaica and spreading abroad. We are also working with what we call our spiritual leaders in the African traditional religions, in, of course, Islam, Christianity, who believe in land, self-determination, reparations, and building for self. We're also
initiating rites of passages or starting with elders, and we're talking specifically about women. We're hoping that our brothers will step up and begin to do rites of passage for themselves so that they can begin to heal and to shake off the effects of epigenetics and generational curses, molestation, non-protection of the women, children, and elders of our nation. So we are actively calling on the other street organizations to put those practices back into our communities. And we're trying to start here in Ida B. Wells. We've made a few initiations, and we're moving on quickly. Also, we're working very hard to build our unit through work, study, training, because the unit is the microcosm of the macrocosm of the Republic of New Africa. And with that, I yield.
Okay, thank you so much, Mama Aya. Next, we have Elder Mama Condi.
Yes, Say something, please, so I'll know whether or not I'm near the phone.
We hear you. You're sounding quite close to the phone.
Oh, okay, good. Bulay RD, everyone, in the land. I am Elder Mama Condi. As some of you may know, I am blind, and I'm in a wheelchair, and I have some other health challenges that have been aggravated by the fact that I don't have a home, and I'm struggling with the reality of being homeless and the damage that that is causing. In spite of that, I continue to work as well as can be expected within the local elders council. I'm still active with the Million Woman March, of which I did 92% of the websites and was co-chair, 17 states plus Canada. Presently, I'm learning how to be active in the condition that I'm in. It's an extreme challenge, but I have success because I'm still here. These crackers are trying to kill me again, but I'm still here. If I cannot get the inspiration from our government, within which I have been a conscious citizen since 1968, and I would like to ask that the citizens look at the government from an underground point of view. I know you all work above, but I just ask that you take a look from the underground and get back with me and tell me what you see. How does that change your view? Some of you might have to do some study and research to learn what the thinking is like in the underground. But I'm praying that you will take the time and take a look. I think it will help you better comprehend some of what you're seeing or what you think you're seeing. I'm working on transitioning into eldership. That is a major challenge. I trust I will continue to be victorious. I yield.
Okay, thank you so much, Elder Mama Condi. I am actually, I'm going to go ahead and do a very quick report. I be well. We have a whole new year. Months in, they have their current on the, they study thoroughly the pre-annual independence, and now they are studying the, okay, and now they are studying the 8 strategic elements. They are also planning on coming to the face-to-face in December, so I look forward to both citizens that meet them face-to-face. Of course, we are doing, we have done several grown women's rights of passage. We're planning on another year yet. Meantime, we've had several sisters have babies, so we have supported them in terms of doula services. And in terms of those sisters that don't have as much support, we make sure that meals, different things go out to support, go out to them. We're also planning another free holistic health screening. We did our first one at the end of July, I think July 29th. We want to do one every season. Look to get one of our in Queen T. Her son is the one that got murdered the other day by gunpoint. I don't even want to go into that story, but we did visuals for him yesterday. We did some African rights. And y'all send out some positive healing energy to him, her and the family. All right, we're also working on land planning. That's going on pretty well. We have partnered with the African Village here in Memphis. The Memphis chapter of the New Black Party actually here today. Beautiful people. Working with Baba Ukali with UCC, Homeschool Collective. And that's all I'm going to report at the moment. I believe Brother Bomani.
Brother Emmanuel, New African Citizen Emmanuel, was not called upon, and he's texting me that his line is muted because he's been trying to let you know that.
Okay, thank you so much. Brother Bomani,
relax.
Are you on the line?
Relax.
Go ahead.
Okay. We're glad everyone. Call up and Dr. John Fart
Sound. Sound really
volume.
Good.
Volume.
Okay.
Can't hear you. We can't hear you, Bob. Bomani.
I said I'm calling from Dr. John Fart Sound. Can you hear me?
Yes.
A little bit better.
Okay, I'm calling from Dr. John Clarktown. I know we just finished our election process. We also have a orientation documentation process going on right as well for new people coming to our council. We also working toward planning and getting prepared for New African Nation Day. And also, by the meantime, we just doing work for the BG and our year through the land.
Okay, thank you so much, Brother Bomani. Brother Emmanuel, you have the floor. You have 3 minutes.
Black Power, Freedom Land. This is Brother Emmanuel out of Houston under our General Crystal Muhammad, New Black Panther Party. Down here in Houston, we are preparing for the celebration. Our great General Khalid Abdul Muhammad brought Jiname to us to celebrate instead of the Thanksgiving. And so down here in Houston, under the five duties of a Panther, which is to be a revolutionary and a vanguard of the people, we are using our nine local objectives. Number one being development, developing a movement in your neighborhood. Number two, educating the masses. Number six, targeting our black youth. And number seven, holding our neighborhoods. And so under the direct order and guidance of our General Crystal Muhammad, we have implemented the mobile intervention for our youth, targeting our youth as the most critical because they are the next generation of activity so that they can learn the education that they need to be a part of the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa. Under the independence objectives, we have brought bus and are getting band convergence so that we can go out and teach black history, knowledge of ourselves, knowledge of our past, and chess clubs to bring cognitive skills, awareness to our youth so that they can better prepare for the future. And so I appreciate everyone that is here on this panel, and I bring you love and peace from our district down here. I do apologize for some that might not have had our presence before. We're the new kids on the block, but we are still here at the same school for the same purpose of getting education, and I hope we are welcomed, and I hope we will be continued to be welcomed in the future, because we need all collectively to run this for our next generation. And I want to give my condolences as I land my plane to the sister who lost her nephew. My comrades know that I lost my son, my first baby, on 6 years ago today, and today is also my mother's birthday, so it's a bittersweet day for me. Now, a lot of our comrades have lost their babies for the reason of uplifting the people and their attempt to silence us with pain, but we continue to go through with the pain. We'll continue to serve the people, and we will continue to serve the new republic, the Republic of New Africa, the Panthers, under the direction of Crystal Muhammad and many other factions. We will all rise as a nation together, using the pain that they are attempting to silence us, fire that continues to light us all. So in the name of our General Khalid Abdul Muhammad, in the name of all those that came before us in the great line of divine and those that will come after us, and most importantly, I say those that are here at the present moment, I leave you, brothers and sisters, with the words of peace spoken in the ancient tongue. Assalamu alaikum. One love. Free the land. Arambe.
Assalam.
Allah.
And I will. Okay. Okay. Salam. Okay. I did hear one other person come on the line. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, that's me, Brother Eugene. Brother Eugene Telfer reporting in under Sister Crystal Muhammad from the New Black Panther Party out of Houston, Texas. I represent also the New Africa Network, which is a private telecommunications company. I'm the actual corporation manager and producer, which we are involved in the diversity of connecting brothers and sisters in the African diaspora with brothers and sisters throughout the continent of Africa, which we are on a voyage to reconnect as a part of our reentry and as well as rites of passage through our Kevlin, the nation of Africa, African lands and resources. We're also engaged in providing concepts of utilizing IT technology and telecommunication systems to broadcast both above ground and underground and open up a platform network that allows over 300,000 people who are currently networked into the New Africa Network media broadcast. It has a reach of more than 3 million black African people worldwide getting into homes, which we are able to relay information about what's taking place in our African communities. We first came together back in 2019. We met at the African Union Missionary Headquarters in Washington, D.C., where we had all the black embassies throughout the Caribbean Basin, Central South America, and Africa, and which has also included Africans in the African diaspora, and wherever they may live at in the Babylonian nations. We had a good concept where we were able to come to a table to address some of the things that were taking place in our communities worldwide, and connecting that to how we can go about solving some of our issues. A lot of the conversation came up as well as how can Africans in the African diaspora get repatriated and also earn dual citizenship in the African nations, in which many of us are finding out where our DNA links are from and where we originated from in Africa. And we've been very vital instrument in helping to foster that, and especially in the nation of Ghana, under the auspice of Dr. Milana Milana, who is over the Ministry of Future with the Nation of Ghana. As I received my ambassadorship through the Nation of Nigeria this past March under the new President Tinubu, Bolo Tinubu, I am now the new African Diaspora Ambassador representing us here in the United States of America, but also to get us reacquainted to what's been taking place, which is known as the African Industrial Revolution. And my job is to reconnect those who are in the business and in the nonprofit community who can come to the table, speak on behalf of the African nation, the African community here in the United States, to represent us on the national table through the African Union.
Yeah, 15 seconds.
Okay, thank you. And other than that, that's a little information about myself and my background. We hope to continue the fight and the movement to help brothers and sisters elevate themselves to the next level. We coin ourselves as the new breed leader African generation, which has much responsibility in guiding the fight for our futurism. And I'll yield the floor, Black Power.
All right, thank you so much. That was beautiful. Now, is there any citizen on the floor that I missed in the first place? Okay, so now we're going to get, you're going to have the opportunity. We're not going to be here all night, yet we're going to give a few citizens the opportunity to ask a question. That question should be within a time frame. We're going to give you, sometimes it takes a minute to describe a question. We're going to give everybody 1 minute to ask a question.
I'm sorry, may I speak? I am so sorry. I couldn't get my phone off mute in time.
Who is this? I'm speaking.
This is Brother Yang Nkrumah.
Brother Yang, yes.
Yes, please, thank you so much. First of all, free the land. Free
the
land. Greetings to Madam President, the members of the PCC that may be on listening, and all new African citizens. I'm Brother Yang Nkrumah. Man, let me see. I can't remember when I was sworn in. I was sworn in by the Honorable Baba Rashid. At that time, he was General Rashid. I currently am the co-founder for a group called People for the People, which is a people participation group. It is just about raising the positive vibes, black, a new African pride, new African upliftment, and just doing good things and goodwill. Someone affectionately called my group a goodwill movement, and I love the name. That's exactly what it is. It's a goodwill movement. I am also national chair of People's Black Panther Party, which works in conjunction with the other parties, namely, and when we say New Black Panther Party, I have to make a distinction. I know distinctions haven't been made, but there are two. There's really one New Black Panther Party, but there's another one that was under the leadership of Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. But we work in coalition in conjunction with the New Black Panther Party, the one that we recognize under the leadership of National Chairman Crystal Mohammed. And that's just a little bit about me, but I did just want to say that to let you guys know I was on the line and, you know, eager to participate and be a part of Free the Land.
Okay, thank you so much.
Free the Land, I'd like to add a footnote. Free the Land, Free the Land.
Hold on one second. We are moving into our question and comment section of this particular call. I really, really do appreciate all the brothers and sisters that have called in and whose heart is in this movement. When I tell you, I appreciate that because I can hear it in your voice. So we're going to move on to the question and comment portion. We're going to give each person that has a question. I do want to take a list of names of people's questions. I'm going to start with six. I need the names of those that want to ask questions. I'm going to write them so that we can move forward orderly, okay? Who's the first person that has a question? Just shoot your name out.
Crystal Mohammed.
Okay, hold on. Crystal Mohammed. Who's our second person?
Dr. Ali Mohammed.
Sheikh Imam Akbar.
I'm sorry, who's the next one?
Sheikh Imam Akbar, S-H-E-I-K-H, Imam I-M-A-M, Akbar is A-K-B-A-R.
I got you down. Who else has a question? Is that it?
Black Lion.
All right. The Black Lion.
Brother Ukali has a question also.
Okay, Brother Ukali.
Free Lion, I just wanted to know I'm on the phone call.
Okay, Baba. Okay, Baba Rashid.
Point of information. Yeah. Free the land, point of information. So are you going to go by question, and then you're going to come back and do concern?
So you do your,
because it's supposed to be questions and concerns.
Right, you can do question and concern at the same time.
And point of information, are you saying only six people can do that, or are you saying all New African citizens?
I'm saying right now. I'm taking six right now, and then we'll move forward after that.
Did you get number six yet? I didn't hear. This is Sister Sherry.
I just have five.
That will then put me down for six, then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, now before we start, Baba Rashid came on, so we're going to give him the opportunity to speak for 3 minutes. Baba Rashid, you have 3 minutes. Introduce yourself and let's
know what's going on. Uncle Rashid Shari Rashid, coming out of the Miami district, and I am a judge and a PCC rep. I got on late because I had some things to do after the election, so I'm on with Sister Fatima on her line.
Fatima.
I'm sorry. Fatima.
Okay, thank you so much, Baba Rashid. Okay, up next, we're giving Sister Muhammad the floor for 1 minute to ask a question and state any concerns.
Sister, I object to the 1 minute limit. This is supposed to be the PCC call. We have over several issues that were brought up on the PCC call on Thursday. You spoke for 2 hours. The people are supposed to be the highest form of government. You should not trump that. Object to the 1 minute. No, the concern, you have six people. You want to call for 4 hours while an attempted coup was launched. My life was threatened by yourself, by you're saying to issue an executive order and then double down with your minister of defense. There's a background, there's background noise that is messing up my recording. The line needs to be muted.
But I can use the line, please.
Yeah, just let them know what your line is for.
The background noise needs to be muted. I can speak loudly. I don't want to have to speak loudly, but I will. That the person doesn't want to mute their line.
Brother, I can keep the background. Thank you so much.
Okay. As I stated, clearly, maybe that's being done on purpose. I don't know. But I would like to say, I can speak loud enough, hopefully to drown it out, that number one, I don't know why there's a lady who keeps saying, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? It is not the responsibility of the citizens to come and report what we're doing. The government is supposed to work for the citizens. It's not the reverse. You should be reporting what you're doing in the communities. And unless you're up on the rock, I don't know, maybe smoking rock, I don't know, you would know that the New Black Panther Party all over the United States doing the work. New Black Panther Party, my formation, wasn't elected in formation. I was elected in coming out of the original formation of Dallas, Texas. In fact, I was nominated by one of the founders, Brother David Foreman, who was the Minister of Defense at the time. I'm also in constant collaboration and working with the founder, Aaron Michaels, as well. Not to mention working with several original Black Panther Party members in my over 20 years as a new Black Panther Party member and in my over 30 years as a freedom fighter. I have never been charged or done any type of crime against the New African Nation. So the false jacketing and bad jacketing of labeling me a snitch was not only a crime against the sent out offer crimes or threats to Republic of New Africa was not only defamation and slander. It was also tied in and doubled down in a threat on my life, being an executive order because my organization was named by the Minister of Defense as a however the terminology was, as being a informative informant or rogues or whatever the vulgar the defamatory term was. I and my organization was spelled out. Myself and my organization was spelled out. Sister, you can mute the background. You do have that capacity to mute the background of those that are making the noise. We do know this. And not only was my life threatened, there was have launched and have filed a petition for a conspiracy for election interference, a conspiracy to commit murder, snitchjacking, human rights violations, an attempt to overthrow the government of the provisional government of the Republic of North Africa by issuing announcing martial law, caught up with Moses with the Constitution, violation of the New African Creed, and terroristic threats, political suppression, character assassination, snitchjacking, terroristic abuse, conspiracy to commit murder, sabotage and espionage by threatening and by saying you're disbanding the Legionnaires. You don't have that power. Not only did you not have the power, you showed your hand. So we have the petition that Sama Eyes, sitting president, should be impeached. And we're bringing up not only issues by tribunal via People's Convention, we're calling for a People's Convention. The PCC has the option, it's been submitted to the PCC. And let me be clear, this petition is not being filed with the United States government that we relied on in the past. In 2014 election, we filed our complaints to the PCC and to the PRLC. None of our complaints were ever filed to any governmental forces outside of the PGRNA, just like we're doing now with these most current charges. We call it for a people's tribunal to address these issues. Not only are these crimes against humanity, these are crimes against the New African Nation, although our names are called. These were crimes against the New African citizens in general. We reject any tyranny, and we reject any threats, and we consider those threats to be very serious and not taken lightly. We have comrades on the line who've spent their whole lives in as freedom fighters, including myself.
Sister Christian, do you have a specific question?
Again, it was questions or concerns, so I stated my concerns.
Unmuted.
Again, the term was questions or concerns, so I stated my concerns. Those are the concerns. It's questions and or concerns. I stated my concerns.
Okay. Do you have
a question? I do have a question. Will you or do you still believe or do you still stand by your own executive order that the Republic of New Africa is under martial law? And call for the suspension of elections and the suspension of the Code of Emoja, and for myself and any so-called people that are threat or enemies to be executed and excommunicated? Do you still stand by your executive order that was issued by your Minister of Defense and yourself on Thursday? Side my eye.
Okay, so
within our executive order, we had some things that we needed to get in order within the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa. We are at war right now, period. And it's certain things that must take place now, okay? So this particular executive order was put out in order to bring things to order, because you know yourself and brother Jami Lukman have been terrorized constantly, and you know this. You're behaving yourself on this phone call, and I do appreciate that, but you know it's been mayhem, and we have proof of that. So when this particular government is under attack like that, we have to shut that off, all right? Because it's a major distraction. It becomes a major distraction. We got too much work to do. You and your people know how vital.
Yes, it is. Yes, right? Do you stand by? Yes or no?
Know how vital it is to stop on the work. Okay. Now, recall, the rest of the PGRNA did not agree with that. And when we're talking about suspending the Constitution, if you were listening properly, we said the PRLC and the PCC will remain intact for...
Do you stand by your orders? I asked you a specific question.
Excuse me. Please stop interrupting. Let us finish. Let us answer the question.
As we said, the PRLC and the PCC for transparency would remain intact. We decided we wanted to cancel, I thought the election was ridiculous based upon the lack of committed participation within the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa, right? When we have 38 districts, 50 million new African citizens. Let's zero in and focus on getting these 50 million to participate so we can have a real national election. And that's the only point. As you heard, that was not agreed upon, and we still had elections. None of this is put through. So it's all null and void at this moment. Whether I still agree with it or not is still null and void. I yield back.
Do you agree with it, ma'am?
Up next, we have Dr. Ali Muhammad. You have the floor.
I'll be back around for the question.
She did answer the question.
She answered.
She didn't say what she was saying.
She answered. She don't have to answer the way you want her to answer it.
Go ahead, Dr. Ali Muhammad. You have the floor. Ali Muhammad, are you still present?
He says his phone needs to be unmuted.
Okay. Brother Akin, you can unmute Dr. Ali Muhammad. Go ahead.
He says unmute. Okay, yeah, my question is, I know it's supposed to be an order, so I'm going to do the question first. I want to reiterate that question. Do you agree or do you currently disagree with that order that was read on Thursday?
You said what?
So my question was, do you currently disagree or agree, Madam President, with the executive order that was on Thursday?
Sorry.
Who has the mic open?
Yes, please hold so I can hear the question.
Yeah, I'll speak again. I said my question was, it was in reference to the question that was asked before me, and that question is, do you agree or disagree currently with that executive order, Madam President, that was issued on Thursday?
I disagree with some portions of it.
Okay.
But it's not on the board.
Yeah. Okay.
But I want
to express disheartened by that call and just the head discussion I heard. And I'm also equally as disheartened that the MOD is not on as well, you know, because some people said a lot of different things. And at least regardless of who says what, everybody should have an opportunity to say what they say. And when you don't, when you aren't present, you put yourself in a position. But I exactly heard everything that was said, point one through seven. In number seven, those exact words were stated. It was like agent provocateurs, just summarizing that, that the agent provocateurs were to be executed on site because a 10-year investigation was done, is what was stated. And what triggered me was the fact that I'm not going to say the first name because I don't like to say, but if somebody is in the camp who's going after everybody's entire movement, and their name was mentioned, the same person who had given out public information to the enemies of the African himself publicly.
We still can't hear him because somebody's background.
Thank you. But again, as I was stating that, a certain name was mentioned. I'm not going to mention it here because even though I have my own integrity, and I'm just going to say an apparent operative of a foreign power, an apparent agent who took everybody's information on social media platforms, put my son's life in danger, that person was cited as a source. And
I
that's
can't
what triggered me.
Background noise. Somebody's background is open. Please close your background.
I believe that person who's doing that is intentionally doing that because that's like the blowing the phone thing. And who's ever doing that, please stop and be a little bit more mature. As I was saying is the fact that I'm not going to blatantly say, I'm going to say apparently a person who's an apparent agent of a foreign power's name was cited, who's put public information about everybody in the movement to enemies of New African people, including myself, and put my son's life in danger. Name was mentioned as a so-called source. That was a trigger for me when I heard that. I'm like, are they serious? The whole time my son was fighting for his life, and I don't mean it wasn't one day. It was months. This person antagonized me and everybody. He was just craziness and was told, hey, say what you want to say, but don't say this, don't say. Even said disparaging things about my son, who's a three-year-old baby. So that person was cited as a source. Now, that person's platform is gossip. So that's, again, all he does is gossip. And then I've seen people on here, and I'm not going to mention your name, but the name starts with an M, so you know who you are. Actually, on social media, with this person's other fake pages, like kind of liking it and sharing it. If we all are going to be mature, we can't do this to each other. And my heart goes out to you and your family for the loss of life that you all have the other day. As a person who has lost their son, and I used to be father, I know the loss is going to come to people who are close to you. So my heart goes out to you. But as far as I myself being a black citizen of the PGRNA for going on 20 years now, I was sworn in as a legionnaire, then General Rashid, who actually brought me in almost 20 years ago, right? My point is that I was very disheartened by what I heard. And what I heard was that the gist of it, I could be corrected if I'm wrong, had to do with emails. If emails is terrorizing people and emails are creating disruption, then we all need to get a little bit better at emails are doing. If it's just emails. Now, I don't know if it's, that's all I heard. I didn't hear anything that was other than emails. If it's only emails, if it's more than emails, then, you know, that's to be said. But it was just emails. But and the end of what I'm saying is this. There was a people's petition that was put forward, and in that petition it talked about disqualification of holding offices and impeachment for crimes against the New African people. So that's what was mentioned, and that was from a collective consensus. I do believe that everybody has a right to face the accused and has a right to the process. But there's a process for everything. There was statements that were made, and a part of that in these charges were election interference, crimes against humanity, human rights violations, violations of the code, the New African Creed, violent terrorist threats, political suppression, character assassination, snitchjacking and badjacketing, and collaborating with apparent enemies of the New African Nation, terrorist abuse and attempted terror abuse, conspiracy to commit murder, and agent provocateur activity. Those are just charges. The point is that if that executive order came out the way that it did, there should have been charges, and people should have been able to face what was being stated versus it just becoming this is the judge, jury, and execution. I respect the fact that people can feel threatened and terrorized. I respect that fact. However, if that is true and legitimate, then everything has a process. And the process is never declaring martial law or suspending the people's constitution, because it does say in the Code of Oja that the New African People, summarizing, is the law. The New African People are that. The New African People says the first and foremost and final source of all New African law and power is the New African People. So the people are first. Respect and love to everybody. And Black Power.
Okay, thank you so very much. Up next, we have Baba Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Sheikh Elimam Akbar. I'm seated in Washington, D.C. Tonight I have ordered my network to identify and then nullify and completely eliminate any threat to any Black revolutionary, and I'm doing a radio show therefore on it, but again, to eliminate any threat directed to the New Black Panther Party for self-defense, any of its officials, any of its network people, any of its associates, and any of its supporters. And we are able-bodied and able-minded. And we say Black Power, but we Black that goddamn call with a strong Black military and strong, skilled investigators and people on the ground. I land my plane saying Black Power, a strong Black military, the Black that goddamn call.
Thank you so much, Baba Sheikh. All right. Up next, we have Brother Black Lion.
Sorry about that. Black Power. Black Power. Sorry about that. I couldn't get on in time. It was pretty loud with the background noise and the traffic and this and that. And Sister Crystal was making a good point. I'd like to yield my time to her.
Go ahead, Black Lightning. I'll come back. Go ahead. Speak your mind.
We can't have any. We can't have. You know, we here to take care of each other and take care of the our people. You know, our Black people. We are that military for them, and we need to have unity. And no immaturity, you know, and keep it a buck, you know, because this is the only thing that the people have to stand behind. We are what the people have to stand behind. So my question is, how do we build this unity? How do we build this unity and the strength, and even to put our pride to the side, you know, for the greater good of the cause, you know, as in our five duties of a Panther, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying, we organization is stronger with that unity, that love, and that respect. And I would say the respect part, because, like I say, the stronger point that was being put across was being muted out by back, or as we say, background noise. And we can't be doing that, you know. So we're going to continue talking about this later on, right after on Black Power Radio. If y'all can call in, that's at 515-605-9889. That'll be right after this, so we can perhaps continue the struggle for our people, you know, in the strongest form possible. That's why I say I am a Black revolutionary, and I'll yield right there. Black Power and free the land.
Okay, I am. I will.
I am.
All right. Baba Ukali, you have the floor.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. My question is specifically to the citizens in the Ida B. Wells District. In the past few months, I have sent you all some email documents that I had hoped that you would help me start to finish, because the call had been made for some propaganda, as Mama Ayo likes to put it, other than what we had been using so far. So I'm hoping that the citizens in the Ida B. Wells District will respond to me either with some input or just to tell me they're not interested. As I close, I want to shout out to Mbaba Hakeem, who I met while he was here in New Orleans, brother. It's good to hear your voice. Good to hear that you're still kicking. I'm still kicking, too. I yield.
Free the land.
Okay. Well, Baba Ukali, what dates did you send that out at?
Well, I don't have the dates off the top of my head, but I can resend the information later tonight.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
Okay,
up next we have Sherry Stuttle.
Yes, Freeland, thank you. I just spoke up like that in hopes that, that all the main points would be covered before you got to me, but I still have some points on my mind and in my heart. Now, I asked during my intro why the PCC chair is not on this call, why the NEC chair is not on this call, and I would add the MOD, as you referred to him, is not on this call. What disturbed me most, I got off early, as I always do, but thanks to Sister Crystal Muhammad, I found out the next morning that entire three-hour ordeal had been broadcast live, and so I was able to hear everything that was ended up saying. And to my great disappointment, in the last 3 minutes or so, the PCC chair pretty much wiped the slate of that horrendous 3 hours that we were all a part of, only to rule that we would proceed with the election. Your executive order was out of order, and only to proceed to answer the Gullah Jack District situation, which is what I asked her to have an emergency meeting for in the first place. I asked all of you all. So that's really my bitter complaint. Brother Ukali had to bring out that there was no quorum, that there was no this, no written sharing, and it was just a little opinion being raised. You don't speak a little opinion the way that, and you know I'm retired from government, local, city, county, not federal. But when a government official, which you are, makes an executive order announcement, that's what it is. There's no voting. Congress doesn't get to overrule that. So we spent almost 3 hours in jeopardy and peril. The three people, as I mentioned on that call, being designated for execution. And I wasn't even sure I heard that come out of that man's mouth, so that when I spoke, I just said the excommunication part. But I know I heard execution. And I don't appreciate 3 hours for Brother Ukali to end up saying this is all for naught, this is just some kind of a friendly free speech. No. And you as the chairperson, I asked you early on what was the emergency, and you took the time to give your pitch, what you're for, and so did the MOD. So I'm staying on this one longer than I thought, but I am continuing to do my work, my ears prop up work. So that is basically what I want to say. I really think your position, chairperson, it's null and void. It's null and void. No. I think you, as an elected official for that fiasco, you really need to make an apology to the people, to the citizens, for launching something as if it was a fait accompli. Yes, that's French. That it was already done. An executive order has already been done. A martial law has already been called. And we are adults, you know? The people talk about Elder 73. I'm 76. I finally came to that conclusion to blurt it out. So you're not getting away with just declaring something to be null and void, not for me. And I'm in favor of this petition, this complaint. I think I told people I wanted to take it to the United Nations as a prospective government for 55 years. And then Sister Fatima did say something about international law. We can't just sweep this under the rug. And I'm glad you did have people report for a change, because that's what we're all here for, to help the people to serve and govern. And all of that fiasco that you brought to our lives was
Freedom Land, again with that background,
and it's not going to go away.
Again with that background.
A lot of background.
Free the land. That's the Sherry.
Sherry. 1 second.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So, to answer your question, hold on 1 second. I'm going to answer your question. 5 minutes. Exactly. To answer your question, you know, it's been elected. So they are trying to wrap up their...
President Samaha, we still got backdrop. We can't hear you.
Okay. It sounds like somebody has a car window open or something. It's just, I don't know who that is. But please mute. Okay. Well, you asked the question where the PCC chair, the NEC chair, and the MOD are. Well, they're working elections.
Yeah. They're working on the elections?
They really wanted to... cancel this particular meeting, but it was me and a couple of other citizens like to have our people's citizens meeting. So that's the reason why we're even having this meeting. And I agree. I wanted to have since other folks were still closing up their election sites or what have you. So that's the reason why they are not present. Now we're going to have, I think I heard Mama Ayo. Now we need different citizens to ask their questions or concerns. So I got Mama Ayo down. I'll take 3 more. Any others?
Brother Jamal.
Sister Fatima. Sister Fatima.
So I got
Gazi. Gazi.
Okay. I got
Johnny.
I got
Kelly Coyne.
I got Gazi, General Gazi. I heard Johnny Lukman. And I heard, I also heard Nelly Queen.
Put Yanga on there, too, please.
Yanga.
And Queen Gold.
Okay. Okay, y'all.
This is Krista Muhammad. Will I get to speak again since my name was brought up several times?
Not at this meeting. We'll have other meetings, I'm so sure. Okay. Mama Aya, you're up.
Yes, Free the Land. I just wanted to, make everyone aware that we've been working in this government as well as others. For a very, very long time, and we've been working very diligently. We have a structure in this government that everybody should know, the Code of Amoja. You should know the responsibilities of the Minister of Defense. We have had concerns for some time, and it has been presented in a document regarding Jami Lukman's accusation, condemnation, character assassination of the PCC and the PRLC. Well, those of us who are in military, and most of the new Black Panther Party that's on this line, you're military. You have a structure and a function. And those of us who call ourselves new Black Panther Legionnaires, you know what your structure and function is from a military standpoint. You are military. You are trained to defend and protect the nation. When our MOD comes out with a report, it goes to the president, and it has been reported. Those of you that have been in this present government, we came out with this report a very long time at the beginning of the administration. We call that we are on a security alert. Why is not anyone who calls themselves military not addressing military security alert? Why are we having these conversations when the military is trained to defend and protect, and you are to guard what the PCC, the PRLC, is doing? We came up with our report. We have our motions that have been documented, that have been laid down, that have been presented in our response to Brother Jami Lukman. We also had an incident, I believe it was in 2019, 2020, when we had the new Black Panther Party on the phone call and the Revolutionary Black Panther Party. It has been documented. We know that there was a special people's court established that could not get off the ground, and a motion that was made by the People's Center Council of the past administration was put on hold to address the accusations and threats on the phone call. It is all in our documentation. It is all in our motion. And I'm trying to at least paint a picture to the new people who do not come on these calls on a consistent manner. It has been addressed many, many times. Our present MOD and our past MOD, Queen Fatima Chui, has put in their reports. The reports are consistent. The investigations have been done. And those of us who are AG and UG are in alignment with our MOD's assessment that the security of this nation, of the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa, of which we took the oath, that is the only and our primary duty is to defend and protect. We may not be as part of the PRLC and the PCC the most eloquent in our intentions, but our intentions are pure, and our intentions are to defend and protect this nation. We do have citizens. There will be citizens who are disgruntled. That's because we called at the beginning of this administration, and we were voted in by the people, that the reason why some of us are having issues is because work, study, and training, which defends this nation, who gives us the documents, the foundational principles of the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa, both above ground, below ground, and in alignment with the Legionnaires, your lines of commands, what you are able and are not to do, there is a breach. There has been a breach. It has been identified, and we're going to stand by the breach until and unless MOD and all of the UG and the above ground tell us something different. But Brother Jami Lukman has been identified for someone that has not been verified. And I don't know about y'all, but if you are the new Black Panther Party, UUG, you've got to get verified. And if you are not, questions are going to be asked, and we're going to keep deep diving until we find those answers. And to date, information that has been provided by our comrade, Brother Jami Lukman, has not been verified. And we're going to stand by that investigation, and until, unless somebody from the past stands up and provides unequivocal, not because you like him and he's done this and he's done that. Everybody know what a deep dive look like. Quit playing on this phone. I yield.
Okay, thank you so much, Mama Aya. Next up, we have Brother Jamoke.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Very well.
All right. Anyway, sometimes it's just even just difficult just to bring yourself to deal with this nation called the Provisional Government Republic in Africa as it is currently constructed. As I was saying earlier when I was cut off and my time went out, I started out by saying I was shocked and appalled after hearing and listening to the attempted coup by the president and the minister of defense. What amazes me particularly about the minister of defense is the amount of training that I know that he's had. I've known him since he was a teenager. I know his family, and I know family roots, in particularly in military self-defense and training. His parents have been in exile. His parents have been political prisoners. And so for someone who's been exposed to all of that, it just baffles me how he could loosely call whole organizations agents. The New Black Panther Party, no one even does that. You might say there may be agents inside of the New Black Panther Party. There could be agents inside of the Nation of Islam. It could be agents inside of the Republic of Africa. But to write off the whole organization, Movement for Black Lives, as agents, this is such callousness, such immaturity, such immaturity. I'll stop at that. You know, and this whole unit study thing, I was thinking about this whole unit study thing. You know, in your big speech, President, you talked about how unit study involves, you know, being able to communicate with people and work with people. Yet still, you know, you were asked the right questions and answered. Yet still, executive order and didn't have the, you know, to know that you needed to put it in writing. You issued an executive order instead of getting unity around it, which would be enrolling your PRLC cabinet in it, enrolling the PCC in it. You issued it as an executive order to the surprise, as to use her words, of the PCC chair and other members of the government. That's an example of how unit study works. And if you were really sincere, in my opinion, about transforming this government to unit study, then you would not. Then you would have also abolished the PRLC and the PCC, and just have a focus on unit study. If you really have integrity about the importance of unit study being the first thing first before we even get to government. But it's just the contradictions just continue to amaze me. And, you know, and all of these accusations, and yes, Ukali, I appreciated the clarity that you brought, but we have listened to the tape. It was said very clearly, an execution on site,
yeah.
Very clearly stated. And when we talk about threats and security, you know, that needs to be addressed. And I agree with Mama Sherry. I'll close out on this note because I was thinking about that too. I think an apology, but much more than that, needs to be done. Mm-hmm. From the president and from the minister of defense for attempting to pull a coup on this government. It's just outrageous and just outrageous. And you know, the particular people that were named, Johnny Lukman, myself, Crystal Muhammad, as threats to this government is retarded, and it still has no evidence. Nothing has been brought up. Even you just finished mentioning Ayo, all this innuendo. Put something in writing. Bring it up before him, before the government, that we could all look at it and hear his side and hear whatever information that you got. Stop making these accusations about him if you're not going to bring the evidence forward. That's what the government does. Ayo,
and using it against the district.
And that's what I said, that this
okay.
information has been written and documented.
Wait a minute.
So
Okay. So that executive order was in writing. It just didn't get sent out. Did not get sent out. So just to let y'all know, I always put everything in writing. Thank you so very much.
You can still send it out. You still believe
when
it.
They want, when they get ready, they'll send it out.
Yes. Okay. So moving on. Up next, we have Fatima Mel. You have the floor.
Yes, freeze the line. I'm going to say something first that's a bit off topic, but it's very important. The government PCC chair or whoever has no right telling the people on the calls what they're supposed to say and when. The whole thing about the first Sunday call started with President, after President Sekou Owusu, it was President Alvin Brown. And that's when this thing even existed about free conference calls. And the Zoom thing started in 2015. So this is nothing in the Constitution. It's the freaking people's call. And the people say whatever the people want to say, whenever the people want to say it. That's all I wanted to say about the call. Maybe we need our own number to have a first Sunday call, we the people. And as far as the threats are concerned, I'm not okay with an apology.
With the calls,
all Minister Atkin has to do is look on his wall, right, the call wall, and see where what number the noise is coming from and mute that number temporarily. So I notice every time somebody says something that goes against the grain, there's all this noise all of a sudden. As well, and that has to be discussed, a people's call for real, a real people's call. And about the threats, I, for one, do not take an apology, take this very seriously. I come from and live in a nation where people get killed on a daily basis. And legally speaking, in a court of law, if somebody puts a gun to my head and I manage to take away the gun before they shoot, what matters is the intent. Intent is what matters. And that intent was not only for Jami Lukman, Sister Crystal, and Brother Jamote. It also said any citizen who is seen as a security threat. How dare the government set a precedent like that so that the next president comes with some more bullshit, excuse my French. And the government is not military for all this study work and training you're doing. You all are civilians, looking more like drama queens, because this whole thing with the health ministry, we have people dying. We have people within past government officers who are dying right now, who are very sick. And if any elder... By the way, any elder, anybody know an elder, even know an elder who's sick, my phone number is 786-768-8812. I don't study that much about children, but elders, yes. And please, please call me. And I'd like to hear things like that from the health ministry. I could say more, but I yield.
Okay, thank you so very much. We have General Ghazi. You have the floor.
I just want to ask a question respectfully. I got about three questions real quick. My first question is to the people who wrote the affidavit, and I just want clarification and transparency just for my ears. Because I hear different stories. did it go to the United States government or did it go to the PCC?
To the PCC.
I would really like to know that.
To the PCC.
Wait, from 2014? The affidavit. Yeah, from 2014. Of course it went to the PCC. They know
it went to the
PCC. But he was called personally, and me and Sister Crystal wrote. I'm sorry, Sister Crystal.
Actually, let me ask her. We actually took it and presented it in person at the PCC. So he asked the question, and we were the ones that presented the affidavit. We took it direct. We took it to the PCC in-person meeting in Jackson, Mississippi, and it was presented to the PCC chair, Hamid, at the time, as well as then-sitting president, Alvin Brown, and the PRNC. We never submitted it to the no U.S. government. If we even have the petition, we can forward to you. It is addressed just like the petition we just launched to our internal government only. We never launched that. That was a falsehood that was put out. Just like these other falsehoods that have been put out. I never terrorized anybody. All we've done is submitted email complaints about mishandling of the citizens by the government, and they say that's terrorism. That's not terrorism. We have the right to redress government in our grievances. This government and the PRLC and the PCC and any citizen, we have the right to redress our government. That's not terrorism to file a complaint. What this is really all about is election fraud. All of this flip-de-doo, our main complaint we filed was that we had over 10 cities in early June of this year that submitted volunteers to hold elections, Houston, Dallas, Atlanta, D.C., Birmingham. It was over 10 cities, and Lucada and NEC, who are not on this call, refused to allow the elections. They've only allowed elections and the only person on the ballot to be Samayat. They only allowed the cities to do votes or the cities that are already in place. This is why we asked the question, is this a coup? We asked that question, and then the president doubled down and, in fact, initiated a coup by trying to issue martial law and suspend the court of emoji. We follow internal, everything we've done internal. We've never put anything on public. Besides, we had to record what happened because we were already given a forewarning because Brother Bomani sent out a letter before the emergency call on Thursday. On Wednesday, he sent out an email to the PCC calling myself and Jenga and Jamoke and the MBPP criminals. This has all been an attempt to not allow me to get on the ballot and the other new African citizens, just like in 2014.
Okay.
Just like in 2014.
All we did was run for government,
which we have the right to do. You did not write the petition. He asked us, and I'm answering his question. This has all been about voter suppression. Ma'am, who are you, ma'am? Nobody's ever heard of you, ma'am. Do you need help, ma'am? You keep saying, where are y'all at? Not only that, you keep repeating the same stuff with no proof.
Answered his question.
No proof whatsoever. No proof whatsoever. I'm trying to answer the question. Okay, and what was your second question, General Ghazi?
Can y'all hear me? General Ghazi, do you have any other questions?
He might be muted.
Brother Akin, can you take General Ghazi? Okay,
Madam, I was a part of the question for 2014. I just briefly want to say this.
Can y'all hear me?
General.
Can you hear me?
Brother God, General Sheed was called first. I called General Sheed first before that was even emailed out. I said, listen, the votes wasn't counted. We have this petition we're going to send to the PRLC and to the PCC. And what do you have to, can you help us? That's what he was asking. What can we do?
Unmuted.
Me, him, Chris, and Black Cloud was on the phone. We talked together. And lastly, that 2019 thing, but that so-called fake threat, they wasn't even in the party. These are people who said that if anything happened, somebody's dead. That was said. Grave would be dug. Could that all go together? That wasn't no thing with nobody even involved in the organization. But my point is that any allegations should be brought up in a judicial body as how the court process is in the PGRNA. If it's not done, it shouldn't be gossip, rumor, or hearsay as everything has been going on for all these years because a paper reported that. Somebody called me from, I forget, with newspaper and asked me,
did.
The black root. It was the root.
Yeah, the newspaper called me. So who called the newspaper that we actually wrote that document? That's supposed to be internal. The newspaper called me. The media called me and asked me if we wrote that 2014 document. Nobody outside of the PGRNA should have known that because we didn't put it out there. So those questions that's asked about how rigged up this is got to be asked internally. And everybody who was around in 2014, I still feel that way. Fahim's murder is still something that has never been fully investigated. All this stuff got to be. Bring it to a judicial body and leave the hearsay and the gossip alone, even that executive order. Make it judicial. What's so hard about making this thing judicial? Where there's a process with court? Do it. PGRNA has a litigation process. Do it that way. If it's not done that way, to me, it's garbage.
Let me ask my second question real quick, okay?
Up next. I don't know who just wants to ask the question, but we have an order.
Can you hear me?
She said he has three questions.
What's she doing?
Oh, that's still you. Okay, go ahead, General Guy. Do you have another question?
Yeah, just a quick question out of transparency. So far as the recording of Thursday, and I'm just asking for transparency, was that supposed to be recorded and broadcast? And I asked this because a lot of stuff was said on there. And when that goes out like that in public, right or wrong, we're still a revolutionary formation. The government is against us. And I think we should all remember that. No matter if you're talking about United Nations or whatever these other people is, all we have is us at the end of the day. So I was wondering what was up with that. Is that supposed to happen? Brother Ghazi,
these are people sending calls, the calls for the people. It was an emergency session. Everything we're doing is in full transparency. We should have nothing to hide. We're not saying anything illegal. No one should be saying anything illegal. No one in our wildest thoughts would have ever thought those words would be said. But for years, people have been requesting copies of the PCC calls.
You have muted.
General Ghazi, no report has went out from the PCC in terms of Thursday. No recording has went out. So if there is a recording that's out there, that is not by the PCC, okay? So we're going to move on to the next question. All right? That's coming from Jami Lukman. Jami Lukman, you have the floor.
Unmuted.
Free the land. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I have a question first. And then I have some concerns I would like to express. And my question is, you said that it was null and void. And how did it become null and void? Who made the decision to nullify or void it? Was it the PCC? Was it a vote by the PRLC? How come it was null and void? For understanding, since you used the phrase.
PCC chair.
I'm talking to President Sima.
So the PCC chair decided to still have the election. So we still have the election. Now the other part, you know, we still looking and listening. We're listening and we're watching and we hear you. And we appreciate everybody on the line very frequently all of a sudden. We've been needing you here for the past 3 years. We've been needing you present. We've been needing your hunger. We've been needing all of that. We appreciate it. I yield back. Go ahead with the other question.
Thank you for answering my question. One thing I want to say is right here is that Mama Fatima made a critical point when she said we are not a military government. We are a civilian government operating under civilian law, not military law. The vagaries of military justice.
yes, I understand that a lot of people that are part of military formation, been part of military formation in the past, and have operated underground. But as me and Babu Ukali, now just give him a way to come back and talk now, as me and Babu Ukali have discussed, and is in the first section of the administrative handbook by Amari Abigail, we are an open and above ground government, not an underground government. The PGRNA is open to everyone, all New African citizens. The only thing they need to do is affirm the oath of allegiance. And that's it. Anybody who got questioned the oath of allegiance and loyalty, present an affidavit before the proper authority. And there is a right by that citizen to contest that in court, in the election law, and in the code of motion, which grants the right of access to court to all the African citizens. If we claim to adhere and uphold the code of motion, we need to adhere and uphold the code of motion for everyone. Now, this stuff about me not being verified, no, nobody been verified according to this standard of verification that don't nobody know about. Now, I was introduced to the PGRNA by Amari Abedele, by Prince Amari Abedele, the son of Amari Abedele, in 1995. And then introduced into to the New African People Organization. And I tried to join, and so Wheeler Bummer told me himself, no, slow down, y'all. You got to go through the Malcolm X grassroots movement first. He issued my membership card, he signed it himself, and appointed me in the Fort Worth chapter under Brother Takuma Umoja, Neil Umoja's husband, right there in Jackson, Mississippi. He's still alive. When he went to jail, they shut down the Fort Worth chapter, and Joe Willembamba reassigned me to the Jackson, Mississippi chapter under Dembala Adesimi. He done passed away. Not my fault he's not here to testify. Takuma Umoja is still alive. But Joe Willembamba has passed away. Not my fault he's not here to verify. Y'all need to go talk to him in the grave if you want to. I can't bring him back. Now, in dealing with this stuff about a security threat, the only security threat or problems that I've raised to this government is what Sister Crystal just said. Exercising my right to petition the government, we disagree. Complaining and criticizing this government. Using my freedom of speech, which is one of the methods by which the people, the highest power, assert their self-power, their power, through freedom of speech, through the ballot box, through voting at a national convention. These are the ways the people assert their power and authority as the first, the foremost, and the final source of all law and power. Freedom of speech is one of those methods. There was a lot of people don't understand what democracy is all about. This is not an esoteric organization. This is just a private club. We got to be able to tolerate and respect people of opposing views, even who criticize our government. A lot of people don't want challenge and criticism. We can't make people traitors just because they criticize our government. We can't make them a security risk because they criticize our government. They have that right. And this minister of defense said he done an investigation or something about me. That man ain't never talked to me. And he ain't never seen me. He ain't even seen me at a face-to-face or at a nation day. And I don't know who he's getting this information from and where he's getting it from. And what did he get? Never seen it, never heard about it. He probably, as I was concerned, he's making up stuff. Or he hallucinating, because I ain't never been working for no foreign power or no foreign entity. I done been locked up by a lot of them, been imprisoned by a lot of them. As a matter of fact, that's why I'm looking for money out of them in prison. Okay. And if I'm going to be out of some of the government payroll, if I'm being a shit with him, they need to send me body yet. He's complaining for my surgery, huh? So all this slander, this lack of civility.
You have 15 seconds.
So politically immature, and lacking in intelligence, and unable to function as a real government. You know, we got people who want to enforce the law, don't know nothing about the law. And they don't know their own limitations. They respect their own limitations to where when they in over their head, they refer or defer to someone who knows the law.
You don't
really
know
it. Okay? Everybody knows who knows the law, who don't know the law, who is in the know. Anybody that's ever tells us, no. Now, those people who truly understand the motion and how it's being enforced, you look at the documents, they will guide this just government out of this darkness and this craziness. I give.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Read the line.
Up next, we have Nelly Queen. You have the floor.
Free the land. First of all, I want to say, in our leadership, in our government is very well trained and competent, and they know what they are talking about, and they are not talking out the side of their necks. I have been in unit work, study, and training for the past 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, however you want to say it. But I know that when my leader and my minister of defense makes an order, it stands, whether you agree with them or not. We are sitting up here allowing these agents, provocateurs, that are known agents and provocateurs to come over here, cause havoc and mess that I'm sick of, because y'all want to come over here and talk about, oh, I want to be a part of the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa. But you're not here and you're not present and you're not doing any work. And I'm going to keep saying that. What are you
because
doing?
I'm here, present, doing work, and I'm still doing other work outside of this. And I pay my taxes every month. So I'm trying to understand why we have all this confusion. Because, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it like I'm just going to say this. It's a total disrespect to my ancestors. And it's a disrespect to my intelligence that you, Crystal Muhammad, even feel like you are even worthy to even run as president of our black nation.
Okay, that's your opinion, ma'am.
Yes. Most definitely.
We don't want to hear that, Melly. We don't want to hear that.
You ain't got nothing. You don't tell me what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you how I feel. And this is my 3 minutes, my time. And that's how I feel.
Get out your emotions, ma'am.
It ain't no emotions. It's not about any emotions. It's about what I have seen, what I have researched. And not
you feel that you want me executed on site, ma'am? Do you feel that you want me executed on site?
No.
I can.
And others, no.
Muted.
Melly Queen, you have the floor.
Like I said, our Minister of Defense is our military. They have done the investigation. And so have others. And I stand with my leadership, and I stand with my military. Because, like I said, if y'all were really for real about doing the work, y'all would just come around when elections come. Y'all would be around all the time. And I yield.
That's wrong, too.
Hey, thank you so much, Sister Melly Queen. Up next, we have Brother Yanga. I said it wrong.
Let me say this. Can you hear me? Free the land. I want to say this with all due respect to the position of presidency, to the office of presidency. But, Madam President, your administration has fumbled the ball. I mean, straight fumbled it. Sister Queen, it's laughable what you were saying. If you think launching an investigation,
unmuted
investigation, if that's an investigation, it's comic book. It speaks volumes to the weakness of the internal apparatus for investigation. And like Ali said, since my name was erroneously put in an email sent around, I knew what they were talking about, but like Ali and Crystal said, they wrote the affidavit. So your investigation was wrong on that. But whether it was or not, I'm like Ali, since my name was put around by this current administration, I don't blame the nation. See, what a lot of you don't understand, Melanie Queen and a lot of y'all think we just came here. Well, the only crime a lot of us are guilty of is thinking that you guys were running the nation. So we went on to do other work. We decided to do work with the people. Yeah, you can laugh, Madam President. May I finish? Okay, I will tell you. I will tell you since you asked that question. We thought you were running the nation, but this is why we get called back in. Faulty investigation. Mm-hmm. I understand your unit study thing, but that's your campaign. It doesn't mean the whole nation has to adhere to that. This is a diplomacy.
That's not our campaign. That's the ancestors.
Okay, and I, by the way that you interpret them, Queen, is by the way you interpret them, Madam President. You can't put that interpretation on us. Like the brother Lukman said, this is not an esoterical organization. You guys are trying to turn it into an organization. And let me go on before, because I don't want to get stuck on one point. I know other people want to say things. Also, you're wrong in trying to affiliate or make the new Black Panther Party an enemy of the nation. Where did that come from? And in your investigation, did you investigate? There are two new Black Panther parties. Are you investigating the right new Black Panther Party? I believe it was Jamoke who said, who makes a blanketed statement? What type of incompetent minister of defense do you have? And in my conclusion, because I know I'm forgetting some things, there is no military for the Republic of New Africa. Madam President, are you not privy to the statement your defense minister made? He said that the Black Legion is dissolved and has now been sucked into the Jaguar unit and that they are no longer the defenders of the Republic of New Africa, the provisional government. He said this, your defense minister. So there is no military. And until the original Black Legion had been dissolved, I'm talking to generals. Some of them don't even know who this defense minister is. Has he reached out to generals? Nobody has been deactivated. The Black Legion had been dissolved. Your defense minister is wrong in everything he's doing in handling the military, and that's separate from the politics. But you, Madam President, and I'll say this, what is the fear? If Crystal, if everyone believes that she came around, whatever her intentions they believe them to be, do you not have enough confidence in the PCC, the PCC chair and the Code of Umoja to check any ill doing? Do you feel like you're the only one with all the sense, so you got to lock it down and guide us like children? It's insulting to freedom-loving people. And we refuse. If we're fighting this oppressor, this devil who's trying to stop us from exercising self-determination. No, Madam President. No, Madam President. I refuse to allow it to come from one of our own. You are totally out of order with all respect. And I yield. And I yield.
Thank you.
I say free the land.
Okay, up next we have Sister Goldie. Sister Goldie, are you still on the line?
Unmute the mic. Are the mics muted?
No, we can hear you. So it's not, you're not on.
Okay.
Sister Goldie, are you still on the line? Okay, so really quickly before we close this call, I heard a couple of things that I do want to clarify. Within this particular government, I keep hearing this is the people's government, this is the civilian government, and people are thinking about this particular government like it's the United States of America, and it's not.
You're cutting out. You're cutting out.
Okay, can you hear me better?
Yes.
You need to mute out the mic, brother.
Okay, so I keep hearing a couple of things. I keep hearing if this is the civilian government, this is the people's government, right? And with it being a civilian government, the people's government, the way this particular government was originally set up, in terms of the organizational aspect of this government, which is what this particular administration was wanting to reestablish, because the organizational aspect, there is order in our government. It's not just haphazard, y'all. A nation does not get built haphazardly. Everybody wants to do their own thing, and that's not how this government is set up, period. There has to be order. And everything that you build, you have building blocks. And within this particular government, and I know I said this the other day, I don't like repeating myself either, but within this particular government, it's the ancestors, the founding mothers and fathers were so brilliant in terms of the organizational aspect of this government. Like cells in your body, you have cells, units, in this particular government that work as the microcosm of the macrocosm. The macrocosm has the president, the vice president, all the ministers. The ministers do not make up the ministry. So people that work within the ministries come from the different districts. And the way that we organize that is the microcosm government on the local level mirrors and makes up the whole government of us self-governing ourselves. There is organization to this. It is not haphazard. Everybody thinks it is. That's why nothing is getting accomplished in an orderly manner. See, because those different things that you guys have going on in your area, whether it's within information, whether it's within health and society, whether it's within the Ministry of Defense, since you are the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, right? It's an order, and that's the only thing that we are wanting to establish, because without firm foundation, strong foundation, things crumble, and we know this. So it's just a logical thing, and it's not what I want. It's what the ancestors. I have elders saying, why are people arguing about unit work, study, and training? That's how we organize. That's how we identify our local ministers that work within these ministries so that we can have a whole ministry. A minister does not make up the ministry. Come now. And it being a people's government, a conscious citizen of the Republic of New Africa, it's not like you have absolutely no responsibilities. Your responsibilities are laid out in the original administrative handbook, which somewhere down the line got thrown out. I don't know why, because it lays out all of the organizational aspects of this particular government to a T. Very organized. Period. So, unit work study, let's go over these foundational documents so we won't be all over the place. So everybody comprehends how this particular government operates. Because citizens think they just can do whatever and pop up whenever as if they don't have responsibility. You have responsibility as a conscious citizen of the Republic of New Africa. Now, just a new African in general, you don't know what those responsibilities are. But when you say you are a conscious citizen of the Republic of New Africa, you could not even say that you are a conscious citizen of the Republic of New Africa without going through a 30-day training. So that you know the principles that your government that you say you want to be a part of stand on and how all the moving parts are organized. It's so interesting that we got all up in arms about suspending the Constitution when
majority of citizens suspended anyway, because the only thing that they want to comply to is the election. When that document is to be living, is to be operating. But we only are, but we suspended in your everyday life, you suspended until it's time for elections. That's what blows my mind. Blows it. So people have a lot of things to say that have not been present for real, for real, for real, to know, because I talked about going to the source, being present so you know your primary sources, so you can have the whole story versus what, let's just be transparent. Sister Chris Muhammad, you have a very bad reputation in terms of lack of high moral character around.
Treason, man.
That is not true. You have a bad reputation. You have a bad reputation in Memphis, ma'am.
Treason, man. I knew the journey.
You have a bad reputation in Memphis, ma'am. You have a reputation of being a coon in Memphis. You call me a coon in Memphis. Don't attack me and think I'm not going to defend myself. I do not care. You're not going to attack me and think I will not defend myself.
Y'all were allowed to speak.
I do not have a bad reputation. She's speaking slander.
You're assassinating somebody's character, which is not appropriate.
You're assassinating my character.
She's speaking just like y'all did.
You're assassinating my character.
Let her finish what she's saying.
I spoke truth. I spoke the truth. You're speaking lies.
Nobody assassinated character, though. This
let her
right.
Finish what she's saying.
You're not going to assassinate my character. It's not going to happen.
Okay. So.
This lady has a rep. Can they hear? Hold on. You're on mute.
Let's just say, since that was too fiery for the crew that takes shots, right? That you can't handle it. When it's coming at you, you can't handle it. But you like to take shots constantly. Constantly taking shots. Written
you threaten my life.
Verbal shots, being mad,
respectful,
cutting everybody off.
You threaten my life.
More important than the next one. That's why I say unit work, studying, and training is vital. So we learn how to communicate with one another. So there's a misunderstanding in terms of how this government is built. That's why we say you need to know what it is that you say you want to build.
Unmuted.
All the plans. All the organizational aspects have already been laid out. That's why we say rebuilding our nation. We build upon that which is already there. But if you don't know that which is already there, I mean, what do? You act and move and happen and show up when you want to show up. So
I'll go.
We're going to call this PCC call out. I'm so sure there's going to be many, many other meetings concerning all of this, and we can rectify it then. We're going to close with our own. Go ahead, Mama Condi, Elder Mama Condi, and I'm going to allow you to speak, and then we're going to close this session out.
I've been quiet, as usual. I think that the best thing is to lead by example. And so I attempt to set the example of not cutting people off, not talking over top of people, not speaking more than once when there are people who haven't had the opportunity to speak once. And I also noticed there was no constructive self-criticism. We're too anxious to criticize one another and not willing to exercise constructive self-criticism. That's one of the things I learned back in the 60s in the unit, was constructive self-criticism. And I made a request in the very beginning of this meeting that we look at ourselves and one another from the bottom up. That's how a tree grows. You cannot see yourself clearly from the top down. The tips of the leaves do not nourish the root. It's the opposite. And I'm prayerful that we will begin to look at things from a healed mental psychopathological perspective. I yield.
Hey, thank you so much. So we're going to go ahead and close this session out. Baba Rashid, was that you?
No, this is me, Queen Garden.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and close this session out. Like I said, there's going to be many, many ample opportunities. Hopefully you citizens of the Republic of New Africa will be on the calls on a regular basis, because that's what's necessary in order to be on. Yes. That I look forward to that. Okay, let's close out with the oath. We're going to call. Go. We call them.
Hopefully, they know.
For the fruition of Black power.
For the fruition of Black power.
For the triumph of Black nationhood. Public of New Africa.
I pledge to the Republic of New Africa
and to the building of a better world.
And to the building of a better people and a better world.
My total devotion. My total resources. And the total power of my mortal life.
And the total power of my mortal life.
We call for a People's Convention, March 2024. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. This session is no longer being recorded.